This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, live on a Wednesday night, I am back, happily back with you. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday night, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show, I am very excited to present you with my newest sponsor. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
ReactiveGunworks.com. Go check them out. This is a gun company, a gun retailer unlike any I've ever seen, because what they do, they're funded well enough to where all of these guns, like the, you know, the Infinity pistols that you have to wait for a year, they have them in stock. The War Sport rifles, they have them in stock. As a matter of fact, right now they've got a bunch of War Sport rifles. They're trying to move at cost. Agency Arms, stock them. S3F Solutions barrels and parts, they stock them. And just since Monday, I ordered a Springfield M1A SOCOM CQB 16-inch rifle. And that got here today. I haven't gotten it yet. It got here earlier today, and I was not able to go out there and pick it up. But, I mean, like, in 2 days, these guys are in Salt Lake City, Utah. And in 2 days, they got a gun across the country. Check them out. Yes, you are going to be paying for something there, but you're not going to be waiting. That very hard-to-get-to item that you've always dreamed about, it's available to you now, and you don't have to wait for it. Very excited to have them. It'd be like going into like a toy store with every toy you've ever thought of in your life that you wanted, no matter what age you were, and they have them in stock. New York Times. They put out another article pushing for gun registration and confiscation. In an op-ed, they wrote, the Brady Bill's background check requirement applies only to sales by licensed firearms dealers. Virtually all resales of guns by private individuals are left unregulated. There's so many of them. Calling this a gun show loophole considerably understates matters. The entire secondary gun market is a vast regulatory void. The consequences of this gap are dire. Criminals want to avoid background checks and guns that can be traced to them. Surveys of offenders consistently show that a vast majority did not obtain their firearms from licensed dealers, thereby avoiding background checks. They also show that they didn't get on arms list. And they didn't go to, you know, they have their sources. They have their sources. And to show you how dire this is, in the next segment, I'm going to tell you about the top 15 ways to die prematurely in the United States, according to the CDC as of last year. Because it's dire. The op-ed is written by a left-wing law professor, one of Bill Clinton's former attorneys, and their little assertions about the legal private gun market quite deceptive. Criminals do not go to gun shows. They don't go to arms list. They don't go to the online the online auctions. They have their own hands-on social networking where there's nothing that's banned. Philip J. Cook, Susan T. Parker, and Harold A. Pollack have conducted interviews with criminals being held in the Cook County Jail. Their findings there were that criminals got guns from their social network, i.e. friends and persons known to them, but generally not from the various legal sources available to them. They do not buy guns in gun stores. They do not get guns at gun shows. They do not buy them from internet sources. Study even found that criminals only rarely steal guns. Cook and colleagues also found that criminals do not often buy guns on the used market as they have a fear of buying a gun from a source they do not know. Fear of police stings or from being turned in by law-abiding gun owners leads them to obtain guns from sources they trust, most often family, fellow gang members, and other criminals. They also found that criminals do not hold guns for a long period, fearing that a gun might be traced to a specific crime. Their findings were clear. Criminals do not engage in activities that would make them subject to any sort of a universal background check requirement or any other common proposals put forth by the anti-gun crowd. So the writers of this dumb op-ed, Mikva and Rosenthal, are intentionally deceiving the readers of the Times in order to sell them on their real agenda of gun registration for the purpose of gun confiscation. A more effective system would require everyone who owns or acquires a gun to register it. Gun owners would also need a license that can be obtained by demonstrating they can use a gun responsibly and passing a background check. Would that apply in New York? Would that apply in New York City for the people of New York City? That would be a step up. For the rest of us, it's a big downgrade. During a criminal investigation, when a gun is recovered from a person who was not its registered owner, that person would face serious penalties. But so, too, would the registered owner if he had failed to report that the weapon was no longer in his possession. Under this system, anyone selling or possessing unregistered firearms would face huge legal risks. Overnight, gun running and other illegal arms trafficking would become easier to prosecute. It'd be a lot easier to prosecute if the ATF would leave it to the criminals. That would make it a lot easier to prosecute. And it's already easy to prosecute. It's when they get to court that's the problem. It's when they get before a judge that's the problem. That's a big problem. The Department of Justice routinely fails to prosecute federal gun crimes, and those prosecutions have plummeted even further under former Attorney General Eric Holder and current Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Gun registration is only going to serve one purpose, and that is to create a database of gun owners for the eventual confiscation of firearms deemed unsuitable by the government, which is most of them, all of them just about. If Mikva and Rosenthal have the slightest bit of integrity, they can see the fact that registration directly undercuts the explicit purpose of the Second Amendment. The Founding Fathers knew what they were doing. They were very clear with their purpose, so, that was to ensure that the citizenry retains arms of sufficient contemporary military utility for an armed militia to fight both foreign enemies and against tyrannical governments. And so, a government database documenting gun ownership, creating a target list for regime forces is in direct conflict with the very explicit purpose of the Second Amendment. We have a moral and constitutional duty to blatantly ignore any law requiring firearms registration, like they're doing in New York and in Connecticut. Not complying is what we would have to do. Of course, thankfully, the people of the New York Times aren't in charge of anything. They're not in charge of nothing except themselves, which I'm a little suspect of that as well. Good to be back in the saddle. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. But there's nothing like being back at the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show, very excited for this to be brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. Now, Antonin Scalia. There is never going to be another day where one man's death is so politicized as soon as it is announced. There were people coming out saying, I'm glad he's dead. I mean, what kind of a nation are we? There were many impassioned eulogies that were, you know, actually quite nice. But it also brought out the ugly, nasty, and unpleasant side of modern liberalism, which is always present, you know. I agree with a lot of people that would say that you're not obligated to speak well of a dead person if you found them to be repugnant. But there's a difference between minding your P's and Q's and being quite happy over the death of a guy that was father of nine, a brilliant jurist, that they're even trying to say he was murdered. The dude was obese. He had heart disease. He had diabetes. He had a lot of things going on. 79 years old. Called dying of natural causes. It waits for all of us. Waits for all of us. At the New Yorker, Jeffrey Tobin wrote a pseudo-eulogy of sorts for Scalia. And to his credit, it's not quite as nasty as some of the others. I don't want to bury my fist in his face up to my elbow. He claims that Scalia devoted his professional life to making the United States a less fair, less tolerant, and less admirable democracy. Which is a... It's quite outrageous. It's a very comically outrageous statement. And it assumes that for Tubin, fairness means that we got to look like, I don't know, Scandinavia, maybe? I don't know. Less like our constitutional form of limited government, which, by the way, is not a democracy. It's a republic. But in any event, at least he wasn't doing cartwheels over the fact that he was dead. They maintain a very low standard, if you're a liberal, for decent conduct. And he managed to get well over it. Good for him. But he's not very good at reading the Constitution because he had some special detailed criticism for Scalia's involvement in D.C. versus Heller, the very porous decision that we got out of the Supreme Court that affirmed that every honest thinker really already, you know, they already knew all this. The Second Amendment guarantees the individual right to keep and bear arms. Liberals are still very angry over that, very, very angry indeed, 8 years later. It's been, you know, they just can't get quite past it. Now, it's been four decades since Roe versus Wade. And, yeah, we're still mad about that one. But think about it. Roe made it legal nationwide to kill innocent unborn human beings while Heller ensured that Americans' precious self-defense rights would not be stripped away by the government. Which one would you be upset about? But here's Tubin's brief and irritated take on Heller. It was not until after 2008, after John G. Roberts Jr. had succeeded Rehnquist. Was he in? I did not think Roberts was in charge of the court for the Heller decision. I meant to look that up. That Scalia finally got a blockbuster, District of Columbia versus Heller, about the Second Amendment. He spent thousands of words plumbing the psyches of the framers to conclude, wrongly, as John Paul Stevens pointed out in his dissent, that they admit that individuals, not just members of well-regulated state militias, have the right to own handguns. Now, here you have one justice disagreeing with another justice. But we're going to throw all credence to the one that thinks the way I want him to think. And that's just a small piece of his piece of junk coming out of the New Yorker. I would encourage you to read the whole article. But I think that short passage sort of sets the stage for you, if you want to. I don't mean to imply that a man's intellectual integrity should turn slowly on how he interprets the Second Amendment. But actually, I kind of mean to imply that. because Tubin's conclusion about the simple and uncomplicated Second Amendment is not merely wrong. It's incoherent enough to be kind of unbelievable. And the only thing that we can reasonably conclude is that Jeffrey Tubin is either categorically dishonest or almost irredeemably ignorant, dangerously ignorant. And when you are a columnist or a journalist, neither one of these will good for you. Tubin's belief that the Second Amendment guarantees the rights of people in state militias as opposed to just individuals is pernicious enough among the left that it's worth writing about it again. That's one of their totems. It's important to restate the error here because this kind of lazy thinking is apparently a regular embedded feature for the liberal intelligentsia, and we need to keep pushing back against these knotheads as often as we can. Anybody with an armchair quarterback understanding of the Constitution gets what it means. You only have to look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 16 of the Constitution to understand that militias are the individuals. State militias are the individuals. And the Second Amendment doesn't have anything to do with the rights of individuals in state militias. That's also there. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 16, that's the clause that gives the federal government near total control over the state militias, leaving the states with the control of only a few most almost incidental areas of training and administration. Federal government, in other words, has almost unrestricted carte blanche over the militia in every way imaginable. This includes the power to exclude people from the militia. Stevens, his descendant Heller, attempted to argue that Congress did not, in fact, possess this power, but he proved no evidence to support this, and indeed, the late Scalia directly refuted this in the majority opinion. But no serious scholar, no serious constitutional scholar that I'm aware of right now, has ever suggested that this clause has ever been modified in any way at all by the Second Amendment or by any other amendment. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 16 means the same thing today that it meant in 1788 when it was ratified. Which is to say, according to Jeffrey Toobin, the Second Amendment gives people a right that the government has the full and uncontested authority to take away from them. And so he proposes that we interpret the Second Amendment. It's a right to which nobody has any right at all. This is the way he thinks of it. One that can be taken away by the government for any reason, at any time. In other words, the exact opposite of what a right is and how it's supposed to function. And this is meaningless gobbledygook of the highest order. So, those of us who are serious about gun rights, we got to keep hammering the point, while at the same time keeping one in the chamber. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now to the Theater of the Absurd. All of this coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you with quite a degree of excitement by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunWorks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at React. If you haven't been by there yet, go by there. ReactiveGunWorks.com. No waiting. They don't carry all of the big items out there, but they carry enough of them to make them quite impressive. President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama was speaking at a White House reception for the national governors. And he mentioned the series of shootings that killed six people in Kalamazoo County, Michigan, on Saturday. And he stated, and I quote, "Earlier this year I took some steps that will make it harder for dangerous people like this individual to buy a gun." A bunch of junk that one is. This guy was, the problem with this is that this guy was Joe Q Public. This guy was the poster child for everybody that goes and takes a background check. His executive actions on gun control included a clarification of which gun sellers are engaged in the business of selling firearms and therefore must conduct background checks. But even if you want to assume that there's more gun buyers undergoing background checks as a result of that initiative, it's almost certainly irrelevant to the case at hand because Jason Dalton, the shooter, had no criminal record. He was never compelled to undergo psychiatric treatment either way. Used a pistol in the attacks, and they found other guns at his house. But according to the Associated Press, there's no indication that he was prohibited from owning the weapons. Even in the world of universal background checks that Obama wants Congress to require, that would not have stopped Jason Dalton from buying the weapon he allegedly used to kill six people and wound two others. So once again, here we have the lame duck coming up and quacking the same tune he always does all the time. Background checks, this is the solution to crimes they cannot possibly prevent. Murder committed by people who are legally allowed to own guns, as is typically the case with mass shooters. Some of these things that we're hearing today are really reaching. Really reaching. Right now, they've got a lawsuit against Bushmaster. Or they're trying to push a lawsuit against Bushmaster. And what they're trying to say is that Bushmaster marketed the gun that was used in Sandy Hook, and they were marketing to crazy people, which completely ignores the fact that Nancy Lanza, not Adam, bought the gun. These guys are getting really, they're reaching. Most people who typically turn into a mass shooter are allowed to own guns. They haven't broken any laws. The first one they break is a big one. Obama thinks it should be harder for troubled people to obtain guns, but, you know, there's no way to. How do you know who the troubled people are? So, in California and in other places, they're trying to pass the pre-crime bills where, you know, if you look like you might be troubled, we're going to take your guns away and do away with all due process and just take them away. But what about the people that, you know, I'm not talking about the people that people get angry at. I'm talking about the true troubled people. There's nothing hanging around their neck that says they're going to be troubled. So that kind of being troubled that way is quite troubling. And there's no way to implement this policy without disarming millions of us who pose no threat to anybody ever. But see, that's the main thing. That's the goal. Already coming out of California. Already. First of all, let's ask the question. What is a mass shooting? There is no legal definition, but a key congressional report defines it as a shooting that kills four or more people. And it has another set of criteria that goes with it. And for our purposes, we're thinking about the shootings that come from Columbine and Virginia Tech. There are some people that want to include San Bernardino in that. That was a terrorist action. I do not include that one. I will not include that one. From 1999 through 2013, there were about 21 mass shootings each year in the United States, according to a congressional analysis of FBI data. That's right. That can't qualify as a mass shooting. Roughly four took place annually in public settings like at schools, restaurants, or workplaces. Another 17 on average take place in private homes or other locations. And the more recent is data is not available. Now, according to California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom and State Senator Richard Pan, they say hundreds of mass shootings took place in 2015 alone. On December 5th, 2015, Gavin Newsom said, so far in 2015, there have been more mass shootings than days. This was part of something that he sent out in a mailer to promote his gun control initiative he's trying to introduce. He references the San Bernardino mass shooting in his email. That attack killed 14 and injured 22 others. Took place on December 2nd. Pan added in a press release on January 19, 2016, that there were more mass shootings in America where four more people were killed than there were days in the year of 2015. How did we miss that, folks? I missed each and every one of those. I don't even know how that happened. Where are, you know, or was maybe their definition different? Now, Newsom wants to be Moonbeam 2, and he's running for that. Pan, who represents the Sacramento region, recently proposed legislation that would require the state to track gun deaths. Wait for it. They're both Democrats. So let's look at some of these two chaps. Gavin Newsom, he is the lieutenant governor. He's running for governor. And representatives for Newsom and the Courage campaign said the politician, in making his claim, relied on a news reports that cited gun violence tracking websites, including what was until recently known as the Mass Shooting Tracker. That website, now known as a Gun Violence Archive, uses crowdsourced information and a much broader definition of mass shooting than the congressional report. It counts mass shootings as any incident anywhere in which at least four people were shot, but not necessarily killed. By early December 2015, Mass Shooting Tracker reported there had been 353 mass shootings in America so far this year. Now, your criminologist would tell you that their broad definition lumps in more shooting categories, such as gang-related crimes or robberies, than typically associated with mass shootings. Gang-related stuff is only going to happen in certain locales. We can almost guess where that's going to happen. Familia side, that's one of the biggest tragedies out there, but this is something that has a vendetta behind it. It's not about publicity. The mass shootings that are troubling for me is the one where they're going in someplace, they're going to shoot a bunch of people they don't know simply because they're trying to make a statement. That is a very troubling one there for me. Dave Koppel says the problem with the way Gavin Newsom is using this pseudo data is that it's out of context and is done in a way which is calculated to cause confusion. He said when people hear the term mass shootings, I think what they think of are things like San Bernardino attacks or the Newtown crime. By that definition, the number is far, far smaller. But remember this. They get out there and they say mass shootings and they say how many of them are out there. Remember, they coined the phrase assault weapon to conjure emotion as well. We'll be right back.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When your stated ally comes in and undercuts you, do you think that bothers a progressive?
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. Now, when I was talking about Mr. Tubin, he was out there saying that, Scalia was wrong. When we were talking about Mr. Obama, we're going to keep the dangerous people away from guns. All of them say we have a gun violence epidemic. Not entirely factual information. So let me give you from the CDC, okay? The CDC released a report using data, a very detailed report using data from 2013. It was released on the 16th, about a week ago. A week after it happened, none of the gun control groups are out there claiming this or anything else. So here we go. Firearm-related deaths totaled 33,636 in 2013. Of those, 21,175 were suicide. 505 were accidental discharges, and 11,208 were assault-related homicide. There were 516 legal intervention deaths, but this report does not specify how many of those were firearm-related. Not even the CDC considers gun violence to be its own category. The top 15 causes of death in order are heart disease, malignant neoplasms, that's cancer, chronic lower respiratory diseases, accidents, 130,557 people. Cerebrovascular diseases, strokes, 128,978. Alzheimer's, diabetes, flu and pneumonia, nephritis, Suicide, 41,149. Nearly as many people killed themselves without guns as did with. Septicemia, liver disease and cirrhosis, hypertension, 30,770 people died due to high blood pressure. Parkinson's and pneumonitis due to solids and liquids. Poisonings accounted for 48,545 deaths, of which 80% were accidental poisonings. So you're more likely to die by accidentally swallowing bleach and ammonia than by somebody shooting you. 31,240 people died in accidental falls. You're more likely to die by slipping on ice than you are by someone shooting you. Three times as likely. There were 33,804 motor vehicle deaths. Three times likely to die in a car. Alcohol-induced causes were responsible for 29,001 deaths. Suicides, 41,149. 21,175 were firearms-related. 19,974 were not. It does not detail the other methods by which people committed suicide, but you can imagine that hanging and intentional drug overdose and jumping from buildings and bridges were on there. Of the total suicides, if you are a man, you are, nearly four times more likely to commit suicide if you're a man than if you're a woman. 32,055 for men, 9,094 women. 18,214 of the firearm suicides were committed by males, while 2,934 by females. Suicide and gun-related suicide is a man's issue. So we're three and a half times the total number of suicides of females and accounted for over six times the rate of gun-related suicides when compared to women. Of the total number of firearm assaults, men accounted for 9,445, while women accounted for 1,763, for a 85 to 15% split. Still a man's issue. A real woman's issue is renal failure. There they outnumber the male deaths and firearm assault deaths with 23,136. 190,617 women died in the all other diseases category. Women are also more likely than men to die from chronic respiratory diseases with 78,888 and hypertension at 17,807. The Bloombergers and the Brady Bunch like to use the children. Well, they're in the middle of their hysterics and propaganda. If you look at the real numbers of children that die, then you see where they miss the real opportunities to save kids. For ages 0 to 14, the leading causes of death are accidents. This includes motor vehicle accidents, falls, drowning, and unspecified non-transport accidents. These total 3,993. Accidental discharge of firearms results in a total of 69 deaths in children 0 to 14, while drownings accounted for 625, 10 times more likely to drown than shoot themselves. So, ladies, get out there and start the new Moms for Water Safety group to form. In the suicide category for ages 5 to 14, non-firearm methods outnumber the firearm methods by nearly 2 to 1 ratio, 257 to 138. Of the 32,848 child deaths, ages 0 to 14, true children, okay, not gangbangers, grand total of 409 were firearm-related. Motor vehicle accidents accounted for 1,345, and assault without a firearm caused 703. Non-firearm assaults were responsible for 4,913 deaths in all age groups, 30% of the total deaths by assault. That shows that when someone can't get a gun, they'll still kill with a knife or a hammer or fist or kicks or cars and blunt objects. So Bloomberg, Hanauer, Allen, Gates, take some of your money and invest it in some heart disease research, would you? Cancer research, chronic lower respiratory diseases. If we were to solve those three things, that's nearly 1.4 million lives right there that we could save every day. Now we're talking some serious people. Strokes. Cerebrovascular. Diabetes. 75,000 people today in the United States with the interwebs dying from diabetes every day. Heart disease. 611,105. with a like number of people going under the knife for heart disease. So heart disease is about 1.3 million people altogether. Half that die, half that don't. Liver disease kills more people than guns do. Hypertension, nearly as many, and this is including suicides. Parkinson's is 2.5 times as many people that get murdered with a gun. Pneumonitis, due to solids and liquids, which I must confess I don't even know what that is. That's still 18,579 to 11,000 in 2013. So all of the top 15 ways of death vastly outnumber guns. Guns comes in last. So, you want to save some people? Maybe we need to do some, you know, some heart disease research, cancer research, diabetes research. Design a safe bathtub. Let's design some stairs you can't fall down. And some ladders that you can't fall off of. Because these are responsible for exponentially more deaths than gun violence. This has never been about your safety. It's not even about crime prevention. This is about control. This is why I keep telling you this. Here are people. 2.5 million people die per year in the United States prematurely. 2.5 million people. Guest 418, if you want to email me at bill@lockandloadradio, I will send you the article that has those stats in it. So, that's the kind of thing, and nobody on the gun grabbing side talking about that, because you know what? This is inconvenient. We can't be using facts. Holy moly. Yes, but I guess 418, I'll be happy to share that article with you that has that report in it. Email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Coming up next, the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.